Welcome to the Ampol Show, number please, with Jack Davies.
Well, hi-ho, practically everybody. Well, here we are bringing you the Ampol Show from Scarborough Beach way over in Perth. And as far as I can see, there's people. And that's a wonderful welcome. That really sounds something. So if we can get on with it, we'll get somewhere.
Fred. May I call you Jack?
You can call me what you like, Mr.
Thank
Sterling.
You. Thank you.
Fred Sterling.
Fred Sterling, yes.
Where are you from?
Perth.
What part?
East Perth.
Will you come a little closer? That's fine. Now, you've got a nice big voice, but you've got a big... I mean, that's the whole trouble. You'll have to get as near to the microphone as you can. There's an Easter egg. On you, that looks a bit silly, because you're a very big man. What do you do for a living?
Retired railway driver.
A train driver?
Yes.
Did you used to drive them right across the Nullarbor?
Oh, not quite that, not that far.
Don't tell me you just got off and left them halfway.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, somebody took over?
Took over, yes.
You mean nobody drives it from here right to Adelaide?
Certainly not.
Not one hop like that?
Oh, certainly no. From Perth to Northern, we used to in the early days, near the Southern Cross, then from Southern Cross to Kalgoorlie.
And what sort of a trip was it? Pretty sort of monotonous?
Oh, all right. Get used to it.
What's the longest straight stretch that you had on the Nullarbor?
Oh, I've never been. That's the Commonwealth, Jack.
I don't care who owns it. Didn't you drive on it?
No, only the state railways.
Oh, you just went round about here?
Around West Australia, so to speak. Not the...
That's the transcontinental.
From Kalgoorlie to the eastern states, that's Commonwealth.
You mean that's owned by the Canberra fellas?
Correct.
Mm. I see. And yours was a local job?
Local job, correct.
A smaller train, actually, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, 3'6" gauge.
3'6" gauge?
Yes.
Goodness me, that's almost a push bike, isn't it? I mean, it's as narrow as to me. And you were an engine driver?
I was.
All those years. A fireman first?
Yes, and a cleaner.
And a cleaner?
Yes.
And then an engine driver?
Then a fireman, then a driver. Cleaner, driver, and a fireman. Cleaner, fireman, and then driving.
Well, he's the cleanest driver I've ever heard of. And now you're retired?
Correct.
Do you ever go for a ride on the train now?
Oh, occasionally.
Do you ever grab the little lever and off you go?
No.
Sort of take it easy.
Absolutely.
What's your hobby now?
Oh, motoring, gardening.
What do you drive?
A Plymouth.
Well, there's your Ampol pin, and for your Plymouth, there's 4 gallons of Ampol super-octane petrol. Who's your nearest Ampol dealer?
Oh, in Wellington Street. I forget his name.
You forget his name?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you go and say, well, here you are. This is, I forget what it's for. Anyway, he'll look after you. He'll give you wonderful service. You get to know him better, Mr. Sterling, because you'll find he's a very nice fellow. I don't know an Ampol dealer who isn't just the nicest man you could meet.
Thanks very much.
That's all right. Now, you got a big family?
One daughter named Nancy.
One daughter, Nancy Sterling.
Nancy Sterling. But she's married now.
How do you mean, but she's married now?
She's left my hands. I'm an old man to...
Oh, she's gone off the Sterling standard.
Absolutely.
Never mind. She drives a car, too?
Yes.
She does?
Yes.
Well, I hope she's wise in the ways of Ampol. She should be. I hope she says Ampol super-octane for me, as so many thousands of people, I would say millions of people say. Every day, more and more motorists are saying it. Ampol super-octane for me, with the result that Ampol sales are climbing to new record figures every week. Ampol's steady progress is a proud Australian achievement. Truly, Ampol's enterprise merits your continued support. Last year, more than 146.5 million gallons of Ampol were used. So you fill up with Ampol, get that extra power, that extra miles to the gallon, and you'll always say Ampol for me. You can't buy a better petrol and you won't find better service. That's what I've been telling you for years, and I want you to believe me when I say I mean it in all sincerity. Yes, sir, Ampol super octane for me, for you, for everybody, and that goes for Ampol service as well. All right, Mr. Sterling, you're going to sing for us. Now, this is the horror stretch I was telling you about.
The chorus of the old folks at home.
The chorus of the old folks at home.
Mm.
All right, accompanied on the Transcontinental Railway by Henry Cochrane. Now, let this one finish, because we haven't got through a song yet. And after all, there are some old folks at home. And Mr. Sterling might be very serious with this. Thank you.
break it down.
Threepence. But I'll add to that because I know you're going to be a trier, Mr. Sterling. Right up close. Well, that's sterling silver. Just, it really is now. Put it in your pocket.
I may lose it.
I don't think so. I think we'll add to it. We're going to play yes, no now. Right, here's the buzzer. Full name?
Frederick William Sterling.
Frederick William Sterling, born in Dandenup.
Collingwood, Victoria.
Collingwood. Oh, you're an old Collingwood man. Did you play football for Collingwood?
Supporter.
You were a supporter. What do they call them? The Collingwood Tigers, is it? No, that's the Richmond Tigers. Collingwood what? What do they call them?
I forget.
What colored jerseys do they wear? All right, what colored pants? What did you do when you first left school, Mr. Sterling? Let's forget about the football. You were an office boy?
No.
Never mind, you were a trier. You really were. £5 and a carton of Marlboro filter dip cigarettes.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm so glad you could come.
Can I have one word with you?
You bet you can. Come on up.
Thanks very much.
Is this a private, confidential word, or
it's
can everybody listen?
Well, it's not. Everybody can listen. But I'm very happy to meet you, Mr. Davy, as I know your father when he was captain of the Awatea.
Oh.
Running from Sydney to Wellington, New Zealand. And if you're like your father, you'll always do me.
Wonderful man. A wonderful man, Mr. Davy. Your father.
That's very, very kind of you, Mr. Sterling, and I can only say that if I'm one quarter as good as my father, I'll do me, but I don't ever think I will be. He was always on time, I'm always late. That's the only thing we've got in common.
What?
Hello,
I got a letter from him, which I've kept 27 years. Would you like to see it?
Well, not now, because, you know how it is. Well, I've got to finish the show, but straight afterwards, I'd like to have a look at it.
Thanks very much.
Did he write in that the language that he usually uses?
Hey? Oh, wonderful man.
Wonderful
and,
man. And what
and
a
letter.
What a vocabulary. An old sea dog, if ever there was one. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sterling. And
it's Mr. Reeford Steele, is that right?
That's correct, Jack.
How do you do?
Very well, thank you.
I'm fine. Where are you from?
Kingsford.
Kingsford.
Yes.
A foreigner, huh?
I feel like that.
Yeah, you're a long way from home out here.
I should say I am.
What do you drive, a Holden?
Holden.
Yeah, I see it written there. Okay, there's your Ampol pin.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a hairdresser.
A gent's hairdresser. A gent's hairdresser.
A lot of...
You look a happy soul. Married man, of course.
I am.
Hmm. Children?
No.
No children?
No children.
I'd like you to take this. Who is your nearest Ampol dealer?
Clive Churchill.
Clive Churchill. Look, this entitles you to go along to Clive Churchill and get a free chassis lubrication service with the new Ampol Wonder Grease. You can have your Holden Ampol eye.
Thank you very much.
Right, Mr. Steele. Now, what are you going to sing for us?
My little Margie.
Your little Margie?
Yeah.
Where do you... Have you got your own shop at Kingsford, have you?
No, I work in town.
In town?
Yes.
You work in a shop there,
yes.
A barber shop, isn't it?
David Jones.
David Jones?
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
My little Margie.
That's
true. All right.
My little Margie, I'm always waiting for you, Margie.
Well, there you are.
£10 or I'll sing again.
No, 2 and 4 pence.
£10 or sing again.
He says £10 or he'll sing again. Blackmail, eh? Never mind. The idea is that if you do well later on, at least try, well then, you know, I'll make it up as we go, right?
Thank you.
We're going to play yes-no now, and this yes-no is a little different from usual. If none of you four contestants tonight say yes or no, then you share £100 between you, but only one has to say yes or no, and you're gone. But I want you to play the game with me and chat away, otherwise it's no fun for the people listening in. All right, your first name is Reeford.
Reeford?
Reeford.
William Steele.
Oh, well, I'm just asking you that. You can start again now, because here's the buzzer. Right. Full name?
Reeford William Steele.
An Australian born, are you?
I am.
Where were you born?
In Newtown.
In Newtown.
That's right.
And you served your time as a hairdresser in Newtown?
Partially.
Partially what?
I partially served my apprenticeship there, and the other part in Bathurst.
Why, Joe, you're a split personality, huh?
I certainly am.
You had your own business in Bathurst, did you, eventually?
Oh, I worked for an uncle.
An uncle?
I worked for an uncle in Bathurst.
He's come to visit us. Look.
There. I got him.
Why, Joe, you're quick, eh? Hi, Joseph. Caught the moth. We had a moth flying around here, and he caught him. That's very good indeed. And your uncle, is he still in business?
He's a hairdresser.
In Bathurst now?
No. What do you think of that?
Here it is. Isn't that dreadful?
What do you think of that?
I think it's dreadful. Well, I'll tell you this. You were a very good trier.
I was.
Oh, my word, you were. So I think I'll jack up the fee a bit, huh? Oh, that's only right. Yes.
Oh.
Just a minute. I'll nick over to the National Cash Register and see what I can do here. Yes, I think about another £3.15. That'll help it a little bit, right? One, two, three. £3.10. I wish I'd get different amounts. It's hard to count out. Here you are. £3.15. That's it. Right. Thank you, Mr. Reeford Steele.
Thank you, sir.
See you another time. What a happy fella, you know, wasn't he? Really nice little happy fella, and I like happy people. You look happy. Your name is Miss Pam Peters.
That's right.
Good. What do you drive?
A Standard Vanguard.
A Standard Vanguard. Mm-hmm. Talking of things standard, standard things are standard, but super things are super. And if you want the most super service you've ever had in your life, you know where to get it?
Yes.
Where from?
The Ampol service station.
Where do you get yours?
From Mr. Marshall in Concord Road.
Well,
Concord.
Now, isn't he a lucky man to have such a nice customer? And you drive a Standard,
mm-hmm.
And you take that to your... I haven't got it here.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Somewhere. It's a little car to give you ampolization. That's it. You have your car ampolized at your nearest Ampol station. That's a chassis lubrication with a new Ampol 1 degrees. Now, you're a typist.
That's right.
And what's this I heard about your daddy?
Well, he once owned an Ampol service station.
Oh.
So, of course, he can recommend it.
My word, he can.
Highly.
Did you ever work there?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
No,
didn't even stick in an odd gallon or two for somebody?
No.
Didn't help with the typing, you know, the accounts and things?
Well, a little bit of that.
You did that?
A little bit of that.
As long as I can sort of look on you as an Ampol girl from somewhere.
Oh, my word.
Well, if you did even a little bit of typing, that's fine. Now, what are you going to sing for us?
When the Red Red Robin comes, Bob, Bob, Bobbing along.
Right. Once again, Wilbur Kendall and the Ampol Philharmonic Orchestra of Three are ready to take you through.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts dropping his old sweet song. Wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if other dirt and walking through fields of flowers? Pray, make, live, stop, till I listen for hours and hours. Oh, I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you went right through. That's a very quiet little voice, but a nice little voice. You were on the note, so there's £5. Can't do more than that. Let's play yes, no. Ready?
Right.
I don't care if you say yes or no or not now. I'm safe. I don't lose all the big money. No, sir, because my friend Mr. Steele... He just snipped off that little bit. That's the trouble, you see.
Mm.
He's snipping all day, and he snipped a little tonight. Right. Here's the buzzer. You must get that fixed. Yes? Oh, full name?
Pamela Peters.
Pamela Peters.
That's right.
And you were born in Randwick, is that right?
I was born in Petersham.
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 My, that's handy. Now, Miss Peters from Petersham. Your father had this garage in Petersham?
He did not. He had it in Concord.
In Concord?
In Concord West.
What did your daddy do when you were born? What was he in the garage business then, in the car business?
He was in the transport business, but not the garage business.
What, he was driving something, was he?
He had a fleet of trucks.
A fleet of trucks. And that's
right.
What got him right into the business.
He's always been in that business.
And he still is today?
He still is.
That's fine. And you're a typist?
I'm a typist.
I'm wasting my time trying to get you to say anything. Okay, you're through. That's 100%. All right, now, you pick up the Ampol Treasure House telephone and just dial it and ask for a number. And I can tell you that fastest through your problem If you are the fastest, whoever is, you'll play hit or miss at the end of the show. And that's a very simple game. When you just throw a dart, but quick as a flash, doesn't worry anybody, hits the board. If you hit the bullseye, you take away with you tonight an Admiral Slimline 21-inch television receiver. But wherever you land on the board or even on the floor, if you miss it, you still get a prize because Ampol will send nobody away from anywhere empty-handed. All right, Miss Peters, dial the telephone.
Ampol Treasure House, number, please.
Number 44, please.
Number 44 is £50 worth of coronet records.
Oh, isn't that something?
That's wonderful.
Are you, you a rock and roll fan?
No fear.
And what sort do you like?
I like classical music.
Classical music. Well, they're the same as the others. Same size hole in the middle. Makes no difference. But they're coronet and £50 worth, so you can select just what you like. You go along and see them and say, I'd like this, and I'd like that, and I'd like this, and I'd like that. Doesn't matter what. You just please yourself, right?
Right.
Okay, well, here we are, Miss Pam Peters. How many dozens are there in 1¾ gross?
21.
21 is right. So correct. And that means that you go away from the Ampol show tonight. Who knows, you might be the fastest through, but even if you're not, you're taking with you coronet records to the value of £50 from the world's largest catalog. Whatever your taste, there's a top performance from a top artist on the distinctive 8-sided coronet label. You may have your choice from the coronet catalog. Congratulations, Miss Peters.
Thank you very much.
Right. Good evening. Well, your name is Mr. Bob Wilson.
That is correct.
Good, Mr. Wilson. You can say yes now because it's early, you know. Not that it makes any difference. There's your Ampol pin.
Thank you.
And who's your nearest Ampol dealer?
Mr. Ken Levy of Kingsgrove.
Mr. Ken Levy of Kingsgrove.
Yes.
I'd like it. What do you drive?
A Morris Oxford.
Take it right into Mr. Ken Levy because this entitles you to a free, complete chassis lubrication service with a new Ampol 1 degrees. You can have your Morris, was it?
That's correct.
You can have it Ampolized.
Ride with ease with an Ampol grease.
Oh, that's very good. Ride with ease with Ampol grease.
That's correct.
That's wonderful. That's come again by high octane. All right, now, what do you do for a living?
A photo engraver.
A photo engraver?
Yes.
You're with a firm, are you?
Yes, with the Photo Art Engraving Company.
That's in the city, is it?
That's in William Street. Yes.
In William Street. You've been at this long?
A long while, yes.
A long
while. Serving my apprenticeship at it.
Oh, I see. That's been your life's work, actually.
That is, yes.
A photo engraver. What is the process, just quickly?
Well, say, for instance, I wanted to put your photo in the paper.
Oh, not me.
Well,
yes.
You have a photo taken, and I take a photo of a photo, and it's printed onto metal, and then it's by acids and different machinery, and it's reproduced so they can have a plate that it can be reproduced in the paper.
So then they print it. In other words, any picture we see in the paper is a photo engraving, actually.
That is right. Yes.
It's a block. A
yes. Large,
a block.
It's a block on zinc or copper.
Zinc or copper.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. All right, don't let's go any further. Let's get right down to work and hear this song. What'll it be?
Somebody Stole My Gal. Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal. Somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say she was leaving. The kisses I love so are haunting me, you know. But gee, if only she could come to me.
Ba-da-dum.
Oh, kind-hearted, lonesome pal, somebody stole my gal.
That's what you'd call a photo engraver's finish.
Yeah.
My word, you beat the pistol a couple of times. You were just eager, that's all,
yes.
You know. Well, that worries me because these gentlemen over here, they're very esteemed members of the Musicians Union and get paid big money for this. And they've got little pieces to play in the middle. And if you cut them out of 3.5 bars or so, I've got to go right over there and fix up everything else that night.
Oh, I see.
3 weeks ago, Wilbur Kentwell played so little he owed me 4 and 6 pence when he left.
It's just as well you got the cash register, then,
right? That's it, okay. Well, that was a good song. You did well, and, well, I mean, you got there before the musicians did, so £5, 2 shillings. That's fair enough.
Thank you.
And that's your little receipt?
Oh, yes, I must take that along.
All right, now we play yes, no.
Now, look, have you got a good dog box at home?
A dog box?
Yes, because if I don't get through this yes, no, I'll have to come and live in it.
Well, I'm the sort of sport that you want to know. I'll move over for you. That's where I spent most of my time.
Is it? Oh.
You think this is a collar mark that's been cut? All right, yes, no. Here's the buzzer. Full name?
Robert Wilson.
Robert Wilson. Born in Lidcombe, was it?
I was born in Mossman, New South Wales.
Mossman. And
correct.
You live now in Lidcombe.
I live in Kingsgrove now.
In Kingsgrove? Of course, I asked you a little earlier. Kingsgrove.
Kingsgrove.
I didn't ask you where you lived. How did I get Kingsgrove? I know because you told me about your dealer.
The garage, yes. Forrester Garage.
Isn't it dreadful?
Oh, shocking. Now, yeah. I'll have to go in that box now, don't I?
My word. My word. Have we got a leash in the Ampole treasure house? Ah, you'll be right. You know, anybody can make the same mistake. I always think when people say yes or no, they're honest. You know, because they're giving you a straightforward answer, and that happens. All right. Thank you, Mr. Bob Wilson. That was lots of fun.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.
Well, until the same time next week, this is Jack Davey from the stage of the Auburn Town Hall saying good night and thanks for listening.